Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to Ages of Rock podcast. It's Bill, Dennis, and Alan coming to you with episode number 194. We are six episodes away from number 200.
Woo! 200 for you hillbillies out there.
That's crazy. Anyway, so we have an interview later with Vary Alora, who actually we met 2 years ago in Nashville at the Rockin' Pod Expo 2.
She came by at the Nashville Palace for anybody keeping score.
That's correct. Yes. And she came by and was... started working with Michael Wagner, and now he has produced a couple of songs, and she's got a couple things out, so we're going to talk about that. So,
cool. That's except coming for me, up. I'm not there.
That's right. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Dennis was not there because he was indisposed. I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't
have business to do with your wife.
That's right. Yeah,
guys, we were out. Oh, yeah,
I think he was out buying her some expensive jewelry or something.
I think he was shopping.
No, what were we doing? We went
you were
out
shopping.
Yeah, that's right. We were shopping. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Hell, if it happened more than fucking 5 hours ago, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Anyway, so I'm in my chili house because I came home and when I got in the garage, I'm like, that doesn't sound right. And then I walked in the house and went, oh boy, that doesn't feel right. So the furnace was on 60, set on 67, and it's 63. Mm. And when you turn it up to 70, it just turns on and it's on. The fan runs for a couple minutes and then it shuts off.
What's going on?
I don't know, but somebody's coming tomorrow to check it out.
It's got a maladjusted ping adapter.
Yep.
It needs new ball bearings.
All of my ex-military audience members will get a kick out of that one.
It's all about ball bearings.
All I know is I just heard cha-ching, cha-ching. That's all I heard.
Yeah, Bill will be bearing his ball so he can afford to pay for it.
That's exactly right.
Mine always went out on like Saturday. Always on Saturday. It's like, fuck. Yeah. You know,
well, that's kind of like tomorrow, your smoke detector going off, the battery dying at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Always. Anyway, so what do you guys got? I have no vinyl things. I'll talk a little bit about some changes I made, but
I got some vinyl.
Well, I got one thing to say before we get into album acquisitions or whatever. Next week's episode is going to be all things Alice Cooper. So Dennis and I will be seeing Alice Cooper tomorrow night. We are filming this on Tuesday the 26th, so we will be seeing Alice tomorrow night, and Bill saw Alice last night. So
it was horrible.
So we're going to talk about that next week. So those of you that know that we're all going to see, and some of us already seen, hold your horses. We'll get to it, and it's going to be a good episode. And get your thinking caps on, because the name of next week's episode is 5 Alice Cooper songs we think you should listen to. And that's 5 from each of us. So,
and it's all about Alice.
Alice. So if you want to go ahead and get your thinking caps on and get your list ready, once we post that, we'll want your 5 picks in the comments on our Facebook page.
And I will probably take those 15 songs that we bring up, and I'll probably make a Spotify list too, and I'll post that on the page where you can listen to all those songs. Get your Alice fix. Cool.
There you go. Yeah. Sounds great. What else we got this week? Anything? Let's see. Oh,
Thanksgiving.
Any other new big concert news?
I went and saw Old Dominion the other night.
Oh, yeah. How was that? Did you like it?
Now, considering that I'm not a big country fan, that was pretty good, you know. One thing that was neat about the Old Dominion guys is the three main guys in the band. You've heard of them. You've heard their music long before you heard them, because they had... one of the guys wrote the song, A Guy Walks Into a Bar. One of the guys wrote a song for Blake Shelton, you know. So there were three of them that had done some songwriting that was picked up by major artists before they actually broke. Yeah. So even though you haven't heard Old Dominion, you heard Old Dominion.
Where was that? That at the center?
That was at the Ford Center here in Evansville. And it was one of those things that I didn't know I was going until about 3 hours before the show. Because my business partner ended up with a couple of tickets, and he shot me a message and asked if I wanted to go.
Was it a big crowd? How was
the crowd?
You know how they got level one and level two?
Right.
Level two had black curtains all the way around the building.
Yeah.
So that didn't surprise me.
So, I mean, the bottom level wasn't full, but it was the bottom part was almost full. With the black blankets up or curtains, whatever, kind of makes it look fuller than it really is.
Who else was there with him?
Scott McCready.
Oh, okay. From American Idol. Yeah.
The American Idol guy. And he sang.
Is he the one with the real deep voice?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I didn't know who the guy was.
He does. That's the guy.
But he sang an Ed Sheeran song, and he sang "Check Yes or No" by George Strait. You know, so he did a few covers.
Yeah, he's got an old school country type voice. I like the guy actually. Yeah. I liked him when he was on Idol.
As we are recording this, it is Tuesday, November the 26th. Either one of you guys want to guess who turned 80 today?
I know.
Well, I'm going to go with Pete Townsend.
No.
No.
Keith Richards.
No. Somebody much better looking.
Yeah, female.
Oh, female?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Really? I read an article about her today that said.
Was it the one about Ike's grave?
She went to Ike's grave and pissed on it.
I saw that too. And you know, the thing is, I don't know if that is a legitimate website or if that's one of them parody sites like The Onion.
I bet she did. Oh,
yeah, she probably did. Who knows?
I guarantee. Could you imagine that? Be walking up to a graveyard and you see Tina Turner squatting down, taking a piss.
Well, you know, if I was her, I would have fucking climbed up on that coffin at the funeral home and pissed in his face while he was dead and everybody could watch. He was a horrible person.
He was a monster.
Horrible person.
Yep. That's one of those ones when you go to the actual funeral and they're doing the eulogy. There's none of this. You know, he's really.
Has anybody got anything nice to say about Ike? He's finally dead.
Like,
amen.
You know, some people just go to hell. That's just the way
it is.
Know.
Something.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't have anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So Doobie Brothers are coming. Tickets go on sale for that on Friday, right? I think they go on sale tomorrow or Friday.
I think the three of us are going to try to catch the show up at Noblesville.
Yeah, and then there's what else did I hear? Oh, they're going to add a fourth group, I think, to that to the Motley Crue,
Poison, Def Leppard.
Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard thing. And I wonder why they want to add a fourth group. So everybody only gets to play 15 minutes? I mean, what's the point of that?
Well, something else our listener Mike G pointed out to me is Motley Crue was that, or they were asking for something like $3.25 million per show.
You know, they said $2 million for Motley.
And it broke down $2 million for Motley, $1 million for Def Leppard, and $25,000 for Poison.
$25,000 for Poison?
Yeah. Or $250,000, I'm sorry.
I'm like, that can't be right.
No. I'm just seeing if he was paying attention.
Yeah.
But, and Mike also pointed out, because I just looked at the title of the article and didn't read it. And I said, well, they'll probably get it. And he's like, Metallica doesn't even get that. They're not getting that much fucking money.
Can't imagine that.
Well, the article said that because they were talking about Iowa, the only place in Iowa that they could play is at the state fair. And they said they spend like $1 million at the state fair to bring these big groups in, but they can't afford $3 million, you know, or 3.5, whatever the hell.
They're not going to fill. I'm telling you, I do not see that filling a stadium.
I don't know either.
It depends on if they borrow a vocal recording track from another band.
I just don't see it happening. I don't see Motley Crue ever filling.
No,
I don't see Motley Crue ever filling a stadium. I don't. And if Def Leppard doesn't have a good co-headliner, they can't fill a shed.
I don't see a lot of people.
Just don't see it.
excited about seeing Motley Crue back either. I've seen more posts of the people going, you know,
well, you always see that stuff. There's the Motley Crue people that are there drooling and happy. Great, good for them. For me,
I don't have a problem with Motley Crue coming out of retirement to do a tour. I mean, Kiss has done a farewell tour. The Who has done a bunch of farewell tours. The Scorpions did a farewell tour. Right. And I think before that was even done, they changed their mind.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the fact that Mick came out and twittered that whenever I said that we were gonna let everybody in free, I was just joking.
He said he was gonna be eating humble pie for Thanksgiving.
Well, and Nikki Sixx making smart ass comments that he was making about Kiss and stuff like that, you deserve what you get.
All of that is just make noise, keep yourself in the public eye.
Oh, sure.
I mean it. We all know Nikki Sixx. He's been that way for as long as I can ever remember. So.
And where did you learn that from?
From Gene Simmons.
Oh, what?
So you go ahead and insult your mentor. Oh, I've got something funny that I found on Twitter yesterday. There is a Twitter handle called @StuartTrunk. It's somebody that is doing Eddie Trunk parodies. And basically every tweet that he tweets, he talks about his cargo pants and being best friends with Ace Frehley and how Kiss hates him. It is @Stewart, Stewart, Trunk. Y'all looked it up. That shit's funny. It's a brand new account, so there's not a lot on there, but what is on there is funny.
Is it the same guy doing the Paul Stanley?
I don't think it is because the grammatical vernacular, whatever... Right. It's not the same.
Gotcha. So
it doesn't say it was again? Stewart, StewartTrunk. Yeah, and the avatar is the character Stewart from Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, that's funny.
So anytime I read one of those tweets, I read it in his voice, which makes it even funnier.
That's funny. I did see White Snake and Scorpions are going to be going out on tour. I know they're doing an Australian tour, I think, or something.
Yeah, it's only overseas. It's not coming.
I hope they come over here, though. I hope
not yet.
I like to see that.
That'd be good.
It looks like 2020 is going to be a hell of a good year for concerts.
Shaping up.
It's shaping up good. So.
Well, the fact that Michael McDonald is doing the 50th anniversary tour with the Doobie Brothers.
Right.
You know, I
think I have the answer to a question that I had a couple of weeks ago when I said something about, do you think that KK will be at the, if they get into the Hall of Fame, will KK play along with them? Did you see where I guess they're going out on their 50th anniversary tour and KK asked to be back in the band again and they said, thank you, but no.
Damn! Okay. Well, when he left the band, didn't he have some kind of harsh words?
Yeah, I think there was good love there.
I'd like to know the whole story on that. But yeah, he I think he shit in his own bed, and he's trying to get back in there. And
that's more happening. Like he shit in his own mouth.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we're talking about
that nasty. I'm just saying.
That's right. This is the day before Thanksgiving gross out episode.
No kidding.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll be seeing Alice the night before Thanksgiving. It's gonna be fun.
Yay!
All right. So what kind of records you got, man?
Okay, so I did pick up three this week. I went up to my regular places were pretty flat this week, and went to Space Monkey, and they don't open until noon. It's like I'm an early guy. He's gonna start opening earlier for me because I don't want to go back over at noon.
That's what he's gonna do. He's gonna just open early for you.
So I went back to Trader Baker's, and the old lady who puts her stuff back here, and with all the really nice stuff, I got some really good ones. I got Who Are You? Got that one there. That's pretty good. It doesn't have a lot of good songs. It's got Who Are You on it. But I'm adding to my Who collection. Really good shape. And then I got, here's another thing, the Wrecking Crew, another Wrecking Crew album, More of the Monkees. This is a damn nice copy. I got this for $5 because I just got the first one the other day. Here's the Monkees, and this is the second one. I think this is the one that Ken Mills was talking about he had, and he played all the time, if I'm not mistaken. But it's in really good shape, and Well, I guess got some good stuff on there. So, and then out of the rock realm, my wife was at Target the other day, and she bought a record for herself. But, of course, it'll go in my collection, but she'll listen to it. But she asked about it, and I sent them out. It was one of the Target specials, and it's a little more than one Amazon one. I think it was $4 more than what I could get on an Amazon, but it's kind of special. But I got the Ultimate Sinatra two-record
set. I've seen that there a couple times, yeah.
And it's actually pressed in the Netherlands. I thought that was kind of odd.
Did you say, going back to a...
What's that?
I'm confused. Did you say you were segueing to a rock record?
No, I said going away from rock. This is a different type.
Okay.
Target special was, Blue Eyes has blue vinyl. Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
So I got a blue vinyl Frank Sinatra. She saw Frank Sinatra when he came to town here right before he passed away.
Hey, and, Alan, look a little impressed. It's blue vinyl.
Yeah. You know. Anyway, this was a limited edition two record deal. Got a lot of good songs on it.
That's cool.
I like Frank Sinatra. It's you know, old Blue Eyes.
Hey, I get to listen to Frank Sinatra every wedding that I DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee it. But, yeah, that's what I got this week. Now, I'm going to be going to, we're doing the Alice Cooper show on Sunday. So Monday is, I'm on vacation. And
doing the Alice Cooper show on Wednesday.
We are recording the Alice Cooper show on Sunday.
Oh. Yeah.
So anyway. And it would be going out on Thursday. But that Monday is my 30th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to me. That's very rare.
No, congratulations to Kelly.
Congratulations to Kelly.
But we are going to Louisville for a couple days. We got a
big spender.
Oh, we're going over. Well, we're going to the Brown. The Brown Hotel is really nice, actually. I like the Brown. And we were going to go to Nashville, and we were going to go to French Lick, and we were going to go there. And I said, you know what? Let's just go to Louisville. We haven't been there for a long time. We don't gamble, so there's no point in going to French Lick. There's nothing to do there. I mean, the West Bay's nice, but
that's because you've been married for 30 years.
Right. So Louisville has all the shopping. We're going to go out to Shepherdsville to the big mall out there. And I'm going up on the hill. I'm going to the record store. So Monday or Tuesday.
Up on the hill?
Yeah, it's up here on the Highlands.
I'm just giving you shit. You're not me.
You've been up. We both went there. But anyway, supposedly a girl that I went to high school with, Suzanne Anthony, her cousin has a shop up there called Anthony's Record.
Anthony's Shop.
And I'm going to go there. And maybe I'll get a discount since I'm a. I know his
cousin. You're going to get nothing.
I'm gonna get nothing, but I'm gonna be doing some heavy duty record shopping on next week, so it'd be kind of interesting. So I'll probably have a bunch of good vinyl for that next week. But other than that, really, it's been kind of quiet, and just kind of the holidays are coming up, and it's been kind of.
Yep, I'm ready. Turkey Day, my boy is now
gobble gobble.
So he is coming. He's coming home then. He's flying. He's on his way.
Yep.
Right. Cool.
Just landed.
That's cool.
All right. Well. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our American listeners and audience, and for all of you Canadians and everywhere else around the world, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, isn't it Boxing Day in Canada for
Boxing Day? Isn't that somewhere like Christmas or
different,
something?
That's like Christmas
it's
or
near
something.
Christmas.
Oh, I know.
Or New Year's. Whatever. Maybe Valentine's Day. I don't know. Caitlin will let us
like
know.
You guys are assholes.
I'm never coming on your show again.
let's talk to Vary Alora. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Hey, welcome to Ages of Rock Podcast. This is Bill and Alan, and as you can see, we have a blue-haired lady with us today, which is kind of cool. So this is Alora, and Alora's got a new record coming out and just finished up a tour, a permanent tour that she will live with the rest of her life, right?
Hopefully it's not a mistake.
it couldn't be a mistake. There you go. He thinks we can hear him. He does this shit all the time.
Okay, pull that camera. put the arm right directly in front of your camera. To your right a little more.
Okay.
Right there.
It's a little warped because my wrist moved, but
yeah. It gets the point across.
Yeah. All right. Looks like a van.
It does. And it's not down by the river, which is good, because that's never good when you get a tattoo of a van down by the river.
Or a tattoo, Alora, in a van down by the river.
That's, oh yeah, that would be really bad. So, Alora, we talked to you 2 years ago at the Rockin' Pod Expo in Nashville, if you remember, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Cool. When I saw your thing, when I saw the email pop up, I was like, I remember her. We talked to her. And I think you were blonde then. And,
Oh, yeah. My hair changes a lot.
Yeah, that's all right. You're not the only person that happens to. Mine changed. It went from not, well, red and blue, but now it's white. So there you go. And Alan's just fallen out. So it's growing in on his chin. What do you think? What's going on? You've got a new record coming out and new single that's out and a mashup. And you got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've got a bunch of fun stuff coming up. I've got another tour starting January 20th. Be touring with the same guys that I played with before, but we're going on tour with Smile Empty Soul for, I think we got 24 shows or so for that one that just got confirmed. And, you know, kind of excited to itch into release the rest of this EP because I've got, you know, four more songs I'm sitting on and I can't wait to put them out there for people to listen to.
Cool. So the tour was with Texas Hippie Coalition, correct?
Yep. That was a blast.
Was it? So talk about that. How did that go? That was your first big tour, right?
Yeah, no, it was my first tour ever. It was a lot of fun. I was super nervous going on to it because I'm like, what's it going to be like? I'm going to be driving in a van. We're going state to state, you know. It was really nerve-wracking, and I was playing with some guys that I had only really met, you know, 2-3 weeks prior that were playing with me. And by the end of the tour, like, we were all family. Last show, we were all kind of like, I was tearing up, saying goodbye to the guys and saying goodbye to Texas Hippie Coalition. And part of the way through the tour, we had another band touring with us called Deep Fall that dropped off the tour to go tour up in Canada. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of work. And it can be kind of stressful, but it is an absolute blast. Like it's really fun.
Cool. So how long of a set did you do on the tour?
We just did a 30-minute set. We sang Mama Don't Make Me, the song that's released on Spotify, and the other four songs that are not quite released yet. And then we also did the mashup. So all stuff that I'm really proud of, and I'm glad we put a lot of effort into, but it's really fun to see a couple of people who come out to the shows and, you know the words to Mama Don't Make Me, which was a surprise because I've never toured. I haven't been to a lot of the states that I played in ever. So suddenly seeing people show up and know my songs was insanely amazing.
Cool. So was that tour in one part of the country or was it pretty much? So it was like, oh, you were in Indianapolis. Crap, I missed it. Looking at the schedule. I'm like, how the hell did I miss that?
Yeah, we were mostly like central and east. We didn't go too far north. The furthest north we went was Buffalo, New York. And that was amazing because we had a day off to go see Niagara Falls. But we went there and we went all the way down, not quite by the coast, but we had a couple shows on the coast and then a couple shows, you know, further inland, all the way down to Florida, made our way back to Nashville and then went down to Texas. And hit everything in between. So it was really fun. I haven't been to the East Coast very much other than visiting family in Florida. So getting to go to a lot of places was really fun because I love to travel.
Cool. Did your family get to come see you?
Oh, yeah. No, in Dallas, we had, you know, my mom, my dad, my sister, nieces, aunts, uncles, like everybody came out. It was so much fun. It was a great send-off since that was the last show I got to play for my family.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Alora, if you could move to your left a little bit, because there's basically three faces on the screen, and when you moved off to the right there, you're audience good. Can see half your face.
So, oh, you're all good?
Yeah.
We want to see all of you and a lot less of us.
That's right.
that's not a bad thing. So the tour that you're getting ready to do then, where are you going then? Are you going West Coast? Are you going...
I don't have all of the dates memorized, but I know we're hitting up. It's mostly south. We're doing like 5 or 6 shows in Florida and I think like 5 in Texas. I don't think we're going back to Dallas, but we're hitting quite a few in Texas and kind of in between. I guess they're staying pretty far south because no one wants to really drive through the snow in vans and tour buses in the middle of winter.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm excited because we luckily went through Buffalo right before it hit really cold, but it was still like 40 degrees and threatening to snow the next day and drop down to 20. So I was like, I love this city, but I really want to go south so I don't get stuck in the snow and we miss a show. So
yeah,
doing this tour more in the south might be a pretty good safe bet, although it's starting end of January, so you never know with how the weather's going to be.
Yeah, but
especially in Texas.
Yeah, you should be. That shouldn't be too bad.
It should be okay.
It should be all right. So, how did you get hooked up with the hippie coalition? How did you? Is that just because of you guys have mutual labels or?
I don't know all the details on it. My manager Johnny, I guess, saw that they were looking for a spot to open for them, and I was looking to kind of just get to go on tour. Because I've never done it before. I wanted to see what it was like. I wanted to make sure that, like, 100%, this is what I want to be doing with my life. And I didn't want to just be writing songs and singing from my house, that I wanted to go out on the road. So I guess it was just kind of lucky that that we saw that and decided to jump on that tour. Because, honestly, it was amazing and let me learn a lot about myself and kind of express myself without my first time really going off on my own without my family or anyone holding me back, because I'm like 20 years old, you know? So it was really fun. I don't know how it all got set up, but I'm pretty glad it did.
Yeah, that's cool. There aren't a lot of 20-year-olds that get to get in a van and go travel around for a while and play music. So that's awesome.
I'm super lucky. Like, I'm super grateful for my parents for helping me with all of this and being so ridiculously supportive of it, because if it was just me on my own, I would not be doing what I'm doing right now.
So speaking of your parents then, so what kind of musical influences have you had? I mean, if you look at like the mashup is, which I think the mashup's really cool. I like that it's a really cool thing. I listened to it a couple days ago and I listened to it again tonight. So the mashup, you want to talk a little bit about that, how that kind of came about? And
yeah. So I had been, I used to do YouTube covers of songs just individually on my YouTube channel for a long time. I tried to post them as frequently as possible, but I always inevitably stopped doing it because I love songs and I love singing songs and I love singing other people's songs, but I find it so hard to put myself in somebody else's songs because I didn't write those words. I didn't come up with those melodies. I have such a hard time expressing myself through somebody else's song. And so Johnny kind of came to me and he was like, hey, why don't we do a mashup? Because it's taking somebody else's words and kind of doing my own thing with it and adding another song to it and kind of making it my own. And we kind of decided on that Bad Guy song by Billie Eilish because I love Billie Eilish. Like, I love those songs. I think they're really creative and just really fun to sing. And so the struggle after that was trying to find a song that would fit really well with it. And so we were kind of just looking for songs that had really cool bass lines and really heavy bass influence in it. And we came across Seven Nation Army, which I haven't listened to in a couple of years. I love that song too, but it's not a song I would have thought, hey, let's put that with Billie Eilish. But we worked with a producer and kind of looked into all of that and they figured it out. And I came into the studio like a week later and they already had it all put together, and I was just like, holy crap, this is amazing. It just worked out really well. We're actually working on another one now, but I won't spoil that one too much. But they are, I believe, two country songs that we're going to make rock and roll, so it'll be pretty fun.
Cool. Yeah, like I said, I like it. I was surprised. So the video, is that the band in the video or were those just other guys?
No, they were other guys that were playing. The band that I'm currently playing with, they're actually going to be going on tour with me again this next tour. But they all have their own projects and their own bands. But I love those guys. I wouldn't trade them for anybody else, honestly.
Cool. They're like your big brothers or brothers or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, especially, you know, you can't, if you love the people you're with, you can't spend an entire month and a half in a van and not leave it as family. You know, we have our disagreements, and I'm a little bit too childish sometimes, but they're all like family to me at this point. I need to do some more growing up to be on their level, but I'm getting there.
Yeah. So where are you out of now? I mean, are you, go ahead.
Oh, I live in Nashville now. I moved out when I turned 18.
Okay. So I think that was about the time that when we interviewed you, it was right around that round around that time.
Yeah. I moved here, in November of, 2017. So yeah, it's been almost exactly 2 years now. Since I moved out here, I wasn't out here for very long before I met you guys the first time.
Yeah. But when you came out here though, how did you get connected with, I don't know, there's some producer that nobody's ever heard of, right? Named Michael Wagner.
funny story. I actually met him back in, 2015. My manager, Johnny, who I'd been working with for probably 4 years now, he was in a hair metal band and happened to meet Michael Wagner and knew him from before. So whenever I started working with him and doing rock music, he was like, hey, we might have this really cool opportunity to work with a rock legend. Are you down for that? And I was just like, if I pass up an opportunity to record an EP with Michael Wagner, there's something wrong with me, because that's amazing.
Yeah, we would have to not interview you. God, what is wrong with her?
But it was amazing. You never know who people know. It's a weirdly small world. You run into people who know someone you knew from years ago, and it just kind of works out. And it just so happened that Johnny knows an amazing, amazing producer who just, I cannot believe to this day that I got to work with him. He's such a fantastic person. It was so like life changing.
So what song did he work on? Has he worked on all four of them so far? Yeah. Or okay.
He worked on all five of the songs from the EP, including the one that's out, Mama Don't Make Me. We worked with somebody else for the mashups because we're trying to do those a lot more frequently. But he did that entire EP in the span of like 1 month in the studio, where I was just there like every day with the band working on it. It was amazing. Like, I would do it over again a million times. It was so fantastic.
Cool. So have you listened to anybody else that he's produced in the past?
I have some. I mean, I listen to a lot of classic rock. Okay. So anyone and everyone, and even some people that he's worked with more recently, a band by the name of Taco Mouth, they did the girls in that band did the backup vocals on my EP on some of the songs, and they were actually working with him pretty soon after I left the studio. So I've gotten to know some of the people that he works with and listen to a lot of stuff. And we listened to a lot of really cool stuff in the studio too, of, stuff that he had mixed and mastered. So it was really fun to hear the kind of behind the scenes versions of the songs before they were released, which was really amazing.
Cool. So do you think we'll see you at Rockin' Pod this year?
Oh, definitely. If I'm in town, if I'm not on the road, I'll be there.
It'd be cool. Swing by, and we'd like to
definitely,
you know, sit down again. That'd be cool. I think that's been a really good place for some exposure for some up and comers and stuff like that, and people just trying to get, you know, get out there. I think we met a couple people this year that were, you know, in the process of getting going and stuff like that. And I think that they're taking off, which is cool. I don't think that we personally have helped them take off, but
honestly, hey, you never know. Anything helps.
Hey, any exposure, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, this will go out to a bunch of metalheads and we'll see what happens, and rock dudes, and
metalheads and rock dudes are the best people. Like, that's the biggest thing that I learned from being on tour. And I used to go to metal concerts all the time in high school and when I got out of high school. But being on stage performing in front of them and not being, you know, super heavy, I didn't know what the reaction was going to be. And it was awesome. The guys who came out to the concerts were amazing. Like, I couldn't complain about this tour pretty much at all, really, except that after a couple of weeks in the van, sometimes it starts to smell. But, you know, it's a van. it's five people trapped in a van for a month. You know, it can't be helped.
Yeah. So is one of the rules no Taco Bell?
You know what? The rule was not no Taco Bell, because those boys ate Taco Bell. Actually, we all ate Taco Bell. It was more of just like, because we were staying in hotels and stuff, so we were getting showers and stuff. It was just the fact that we were in that van so often that it kind of just smelled like, kind of like fast food, and also like people lived there. It wasn't so bad, but it wasn't an amazing smell.
There's a song for you right there.
We understand.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've definitely got some pretty cool lyrics in the works for a song about living out of a van, because it's a fun experience that it's not unique to touring musicians, but man, is it an interesting experience, that's for sure.
Well, it would be an interesting experience for a 20-year-old female to be in a van traveling across the country with a bunch of guys that, it's just. And you talked about it a while ago. You know, you said the maturity level sometimes is, a little different, and that's the makings of some lyrics, I would imagine. You probably grew up a little bit on that bus, I would.
Oh,
think.
Definitely. I mean, that's kind of what led me to getting the tattoo. Is I made a lot of I kind of found myself. It's my first time, being out of the nest fully, where my mom isn't. Talking to me every day or calling me every day, making sure I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. It was my first like test of like being an actual adult and not just an above 18-year-old who lives by themselves. Because there's a big difference, I've learned. But it was really fun. I feel like I grew a lot, and I hope that in this next tour and over the next couple months, I can just keep growing and keep progressing and getting better. Because performing the same 5 songs every night for 24 nights, like, you improve so much over that time, because you're just forced to keep singing and keep singing and keep singing. And it's so much fun to just be able to sing every single night and just kind of grow my voice and my songs.
Practice makes perfect.
Yep. And you can't not practice on tour, because you're doing it every single night.
Are there any, do you play any instruments?
I play guitar, but not super well. I'm about to take lessons, again, actually with, my guitarist, Harrison Kofer, who came on tour with us, who's amazing, like just fantastic dude. He's going to help me get better at guitar, because I'm pretty rusty.
And then I have one more question for you. And then I think Alan's got a question. What's your favorite track on the EP then? So you said it's got 5 songs on it. So what's your favorite track off there?
My favorite, obviously Mama Don't Make Me is probably one of my favorites. That's why we released it first. That song is just fun. I mean, it's just a really fun song. But we've got a song on there called Nice Guys. It's more of a power ballad. And I was a little iffy on it when we wrote it, because I was like, it's not rock and roll enough. It's just a ballad. And then we recorded it, and I gave Michael the reins and was like, here, I trust you to make this amazing, and came out of the studio, and it's probably one of my favorite songs. It's the song that contributes every night I play it to my voice feeling a little bit more hoarse than it should, but that song is absolutely fantastic.
Cool.
Where can our audience find you on the internet?
I'm on pretty much every social media imaginable under just Very Allura. The only song that's currently out, Mama Don't Make Me, is currently on Spotify. The other ones will be coming out on Spotify here relatively soon, in 2020. I believe we're releasing them after this next tour. But I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those under Very Allura, just to make it easier to find me.
Cool.
All right. Well, we thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
You got any final thoughts you want to say before I take us out of here?
Just really appreciate you guys talking with me and taking me on here, because I haven't seen y'all in a little while. I hope I see you guys next time at the Rockin' Podcast.
If you're there, you'll see us, because we're there.
Awesome.
All right. Got the dates, we're ready to go.
Got the dates. That's right. It's August 14th through the 16th this year.
Yep.
Or next year, technically.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, 2020. I mean, it's only like a month away.
Yeah. You blink your eye and it'll be here.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. Folks, check us out on 80sofrock.com. Find all of our social media and Stitcher Radio links. And until next week, peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.